If you're weeding this spring, there might be an extra payoff. Dinner. WESA's Larkin Page Jacob set out with a Pittsburgh food writer in search of wild edibles that are often considered weeds.
It looks a lot like mint.
It's the same color as mint, the same height that it grows.
It is not mint. It's stinging nettles, and it's a key ingredient in Leia Lizarrondo's pesto. On a chilly gray morning, we've come across a big, lush patch of nettles in a Pittsburgh park. And with her hands encased in old plastic bread bags, she starts tearing them up by their roots. Those bags are crucial because stinging nettles, they can be unpleasant.
It's like something pricked you, like a little ant that bit you, and then it starts being a little painful.
But Lizarrondo says she likes that element of danger, which can be hard to come by when cooking with plant matter.
Put it in a bag, and here we go. Let's go look for some garlic mustard. Garlic mustard, it's a tall plant that has white flowers growing on top of it.
It's best to gather wild greens from areas you're familiar with. And Lizarrondo explains there's a veritable grocery list of ingredients plaguing many backyards, like this one. Dandelions, the old standby.
Purslane.
Ramps.
There's also chickweed.
Back to the garlic mustard.
When you crush the leaf, you could actually smell the garlic a little bit.
In the kitchen, Lizarrondo gets a big pot of water boiling to blanch the nettles. That'll make them as gentle as spinach, which is exactly what they smell like after wilting in the hot water.
So we'll go back to our garlic mustard, and this is very easy to handle.
Okay. Lizarrondo says pesto makes a great wild edibles starter dish.
There's not a lot of investment in it, and you can actually taste the green because you're not mixing it with something else that would mask the taste.
Into the food processor goes extra virgin olive oil, salt and pepper, roasted walnuts for body, lemon zest, freshly squeezed lemon juice, a few cloves of peeled garlic, water, and of course, wilted stinging nettles and fresh garlic mustard leaves.
That's it. And now you can put this in warm pasta or bread. So it's lemony, it's spicy. It's definitely not a basil pesto. The character is completely different. And your friends will definitely love it.
And as your guests are chowing down, let them know all they need to make the dish is stinging nettles and garlic mustard. Or maybe tell them over dessert. For NPR News, I'm Larkin Page Jacobs in Pittsburgh.
This is NPR News.